morning, 5:43 on Q105. We're very happy you've decided to hang with us here on The Morning Reboot. TMR, it's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. You can check in with us today via our Mike's Pizza and More, different Mike, Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Hello to everyone that's about to hit send. Dina, Josh, Nikki, I always forget the other one. Scott. Join that early morning crew. We'll give you a quick shout out as we just did. You can save to make it easier so you're doing less while you're driving or whatever else you're doing. Save Eric and Floyd in your phone, 419-240-1055. Then just go like, hey Siri, text Eric and Floyd, good morning.
Texting Floyd and Eric.
I was waiting for my phone to go off. Today on the show, right after 7 o'clock, in the spirit of leaving a coffee cup on the set of the biggest show on television, the biggest mistakes you've made at work.
Ooh. What? My yawn?
The police chief will be here. Do we have a question or two for him, including his favorite flavor of ice cream? Mm. Panel full of ladies after 8 o'clock this morning. How big is the age gap between you and your sibling, and what is life like when it's pretty wide? An Urban Dictionary spelling bee will make a return. 419-240-1055. And then, of course, around 8:50, you'll use a different text number, and we'll give you a word, a national keyword, to hopefully win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Good morning. It's 5:45. It's Eric Chase here on Wednesday, May 8th, and a very sleepy Mr. Floyd.
No, hi. I'm actually awake, oddly. Yeah.
It's the new shirt.
Yeah, I guess it's new. I've never worn it here.
It's very, very wrinkled. Okay.
Because I totally took it out the laundry hamper today. Because I did wake up kind of late, but I was, I relapsed and hit snooze like twice.
I think that shirt deserves a selfie since you've not worn it before.
Yeah.
Wrinkles be damned.
No, it's that wrinkled. I mean, I'm not wearing it later today. I just need to wear it. No one sees me.
You can't tell anyway because it's black.
Yeah. I can filter them out. It's good.
a couple things. The NAMI walk is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're raising money for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I'll be out there a little bit after 8 o'clock. I haven't looked at the forecast. I know it's been sketchy.
We're going back up in temperature tomorrow, and it should be smooth sailing.
For a mix of sun and clouds and 56. Wonderful.
So that's fine. That's comfortable.
No.
That's comfortable walking weather. Put your good windbreaker on. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Get that rhythm going with the swishing. That's good. Not rainy. I mean, forward thinking.
I know. Positive thinking. I'm just irritated that spring won't stick around.
Yeah, it's like spring was like...
It's like 2 days here and then done.
Spring is like some work, people I know. They clocked in for 2 days and didn't show up for the rest of the year.
Kind of.
Yeah, I said what I said.
Spring is no call, no show. So the NAMI walk is Saturday at UTMC. If you have questions, just Google NAMI Greater Toledo, and you can get all the information. We're raising money so that the programs at NAMI can remain cost-free or free of cost. We appreciate that. I appreciate that. If you donate $50, you'll get one of the cool t-shirts that we have for this year. A nice t-shirt, not a t-shirt with tons of logos on the back or anything like that. You can check out some of my social media, my Instagram, my Facebook, to see what those pictures are like for $50, and we'll make sure you get that shirt. And also thanks to our friend Matt at Pizza Cat for finally coming on board and getting his message out there about why he's a supporter of NAMI. I shared that on Facebook yesterday. Nice. You can see that on the Pizza Cat page. We appreciate them. And speaking of Facebook, so my mood has been sloping down. And I think it's because I'm getting weather teased. You know, but
yeah, because spring is literally a one-night stand.
Every man... Good way to put it.
Right.
Every man, some women know about the DTs. We're getting spring weather teased. Mm-hmm. So it's sloping my mood down. And I slept all yesterday. But before I slept, I didn't do my mood any favors. And I decided to read some Facebook posts from some of our local news sites. You're probably thinking, the Mercy situation. It's a big deal. Actually, no. It seems like more people than not support the nurses and the union in that case. And we have some news on that coming up around 6:30. But I read the story. There's a 13 ABC Facebook page story about Bud Light coming out in rainbow cans.
I saw that.
To support the LGBT causes, which is incredible.
Our agenda is everywhere.
Yeah, well, to Ron out in rural Ohio somewhere, that's exactly the way he took it.
I ain't drinking that queer beer. That's what they're thinking.
the comments.
They
checked every cliche you could put. That. I ain't drinking that queer beer. Guess my days of Bud Light are over. Why do they have to politicize my favorite beer?
Listen, people, they're not the first company to do it. Actually, when I saw the ad, I was kind of like, oh, y'all late to the game. Like, literally every major liquor company does it because you want to know why? Homosexuals drink a lot. And when they don't drink, they have friends that drink a lot. Okay, so calm down, y'all. I was waiting for the uproar because like everyone's been sharing it in like support, like, oh, this is cool, Bud Light, Budweiser, and I'm just like, they're late to the game, y'all. So One Tooth Todd in Wyandotte County is really mad right now, isn't he? He ain't gonna hear us. He ain't in the listening area.
He is irate.
I'm gonna have a shirt that says I ain't drinking that queer beer, and I'm gonna wear it as a drink.
He was irate. What's the other one like?
And these same people that bitch about that don't even drink Bud Light or Budweiser.
Oh, some of these people did. Good old American beer away from me.
No, they drink Natty Light and Coors Light, which is not a bad thing. But I'm just saying, like, they're probably just going down this rabbit hole to be offended just to be offended.
Some of them did say, I guess I'm going to go drink Natty Light and Coors Light now.
Guess what? They have a pride can, too. Just throwing that out there.
I don't understand why people... Hold on. Wait, I do understand it. This happened with like the Colin Kaepernick situation and any other situation. Whenever, and I guess it fits for whichever side you're on. Whenever you disagree with something that a company or an entity does, it all of a sudden becomes politicized.
Right.
Like there's nothing political about beer and the can it comes in.
Not at all. And people. Beer won't turn you gay. And I honestly, you know what? And for those of you guys out there who have One Tooth Todd from Wyandotte County, you think he has a drinking problem? Buy him a case of Pride beer. There you go. Save your money on AA. Save your money on all these meetings and rehab. Buy him some good old queer beer. What the hell? Well, they were so mad, weren't they? Like, brain aneurysms, high blood pressure.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Having like...
Oh, my God. Screenshot some of these. You know I get off on stuff like that. I love when people get mad.
Can you imagine being... Hold on.
I just punched the microphone thinking it was One Tooth Todd. And if your name is Todd, I apologize.
No, Todd's a good name. Todd's the cargo shorts.
I do like Todd.
Todd with the cargo shorts. So out there in rural America, like devastated because he ain't going to go with this IPA crap. And he ain't drinking none of that girly wine or them Ritas. He is all about...
not the girly wine and them Ritas.
He is all about that... He is a good old American drinking that Bud Light. And now he has had that beer taste. He knows the difference between Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, and Natty Light. And here you have gone and queerized his favorite good old American beer from St. Louis, Pennsylvania, St. Louis, America. And now he ain't got no beer to drink.
I see Todd's wife, Sally, coming home. Babe, look what I got. That's all we're missing. I ain't drinking that gay juice. You know that's how they're doing it. Oh, my Lord, people. Honestly, beer. It's beer, y'all. It's beer. It's beer. We're not doing pop-up tents. We're not staging a protest in front of your house. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't even behind this decision, y'all. We weren't.
No. If you didn't know, the Jews and the gays are pulling the strings in the world. They're the Masons, the Illuminati. These people would be the same people. Now look, not to skew like all this rainbow colored.
Right.
Let's say that Todd and Ron are having their...
Good old Ron.
Todd and Ron have decided to send their wives to the big mall up in Toledo, and they have the day to watch some football, but they're Browns fans. They are happy that they're Browns... have some good players now, and they head off to the Kroger Mart, to the Krogers.
There you go.
They are not too pleased that their Krogers only sells Bud Light cans with Detroit Lions logos on. Where are my Cleveland Browns?
Where are my Cleveland Browns?
We are in Cleveland Browns territory, and why can't I drink a beer on it with my team?
This
and
they is so were crazy.
You know what? We ain't drinking today. We gonna show them Bud Lights. We ain't drinking today.
Maybe it's because I'm not in that world. I just what is your context in life? Like that you're mad about a beer bottle? Like what do you do for fun? And riding a John Deere and mowing your lawn in your spare time with your sandals and your socks on is not a good time. Like, what do you do for fun? You go down to the local bar and play darts with Ron, Tom, and your token black friend, Clarence. I don't know. Like, I just think about these, like, if you're in an uproar over a beer can, which I didn't even have a say in it. So, like, if anything, I should be offended because I don't drink beer. Why is my favorite vodka not have a rainbow bottle? They do, but I'm just saying. But I'm just, it's beer, you guys. It's beer. You don't like it? Most of them, you can peel the thing right off. Or that's what beer koozies are for. Well, I can't stand people. I can't. Why'd you break
Larry
this? Oh, this Wednesday? I'm so mad.
If Larry sees me with this rainbow cat, he's gonna get the dukes up, and this is going to be a brawl.
Is there something you want to tell me, Todd? I enjoy my queer beer.
That irritated me yesterday.
Oh, I believe it.
It's hard for us because we don't get bothered easily. It's very hard to offend you and I, but I did read those. I was like, really? And you know what? Why are they offended? And the serious answer is because people feel that their place, their things are being encroached on.
Really? Because I don't get offended every time the Super Bowl comes around. There's another letter on there symbolizing a number of the Super Bowl. Every time March Madness comes around, I don't get mad that there's a basketball on my pop can.
There's a larger issue in play here.
But I'm just saying, like, it's a rainbow. Like, heaven forbid you have a daughter who's like, Daddy, I like ponies and rainbows. Not in my house. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
It's a very small-minded view.
Get a life. Sorry. I just got mad.
I can't deal with the
Josh, go Steelers. That offended my eyes in your text message.
I can't deal with America where we're letting the queers be out in public anymore.
And you know what? It boggles my mind that people, this is so, like, on the scale of being offended and pissed off at everything in the world, a beer bottle with rainbows, the color scheme. Don't even think of it as, like, pride. Colors are everywhere.
Spring.
It's right. It's a color scheme. Like, you learned that in kindergarten. The color wheel. Roy G. Biv. Like, you're taught that in school.
PEMDAS.
But now, since it's attached to my non-belief, you're mad at the world. Then you know what? For the month of June, switch over to your local craft beer then.
No, they're not doing that.
Right.
No
exactly. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to buy it in private or try to find the one case that doesn't have a Pride logo on it that's been sitting there since like March of 17.
I ain't drinking.
Chuck on your boiled yeast. That's what beer is.
I ain't drinking no craft beer made by some hipster in tight jeans.
That's the other thing. So like if this isn't an issue, another issue will arise. I don't drink my beer and eat cheese. They don't go together. And I'm sorry if you have a southern twang. I know not all everyone's like, because I'm going to get hate mail. I get hate mail. I got hate mail last night for having tattoos.
Well, that's against what the God thinks. So.
I was like, really? Ma'am, go to sleep. It is midnight. Oh, people irk me.
Just a heads up. There's a great story about a Holocaust survivor who was here locally. And we're going to get to that after 6:30. So if
I love hearing Holocaust stories. I really do. Like, I love, like, I know that sounds really horrible, but, like, the human body. It goes back to how strong the human body is and the experiences they have that we would never understand.
I giggle a little bit because, again, it takes a lot to offend me, and I wish there were more people like us, but it's like a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor. You know, you've never seen 37-year-old Holocaust survivor.
And those people are the same people who have the most to say about the Holocaust.
It's always like 93, 104. Like, I'm assuming when I read that the age is they're very old.
Well, yeah. I don't know what else
It's almost like the age is irrelevant. Like, you can just assume if there's a Holocaust survivor, they're 80-something plus.
It's like when someone, forgive me, this must sound so insensitive, but this is how I think in other people. When someone's like, oh, so-and-so died. Well, how old were they? 87? Well, girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, They survived cancer like five times and they're 87. The body is just like, you know what I mean? That's a good life. And the people are like, oh, they died so young. No, that's old. No offense.
558. Sorry for the mini rant there, Todd and Ron.
And Karen and Sally.
558. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric and Floyd, biggest work mistakes. Maybe drinking on the job. That's a little bit after 7 o'clock. You'd like to drop the rated game at me next?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that on the way. 611. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We've got a pizza giveaway from our friends at J-Cups. You can head over to the website to try to win that $100 gift card. You have till the 15th, so plenty of time, about a week or so. Q1055.com. National Pizza Party Day is on May 17th. Good luck from us here at Q105 and J-Cups Pizza. It's usually me who throws these at Floyd, but today, the one and only Floyd will be hosting the rated game. If you'd like to play along, you can throw a text at us, Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Properly rated, overrated, underrated.
Yes. So I came up with this list when I was drunk last week.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to play this game. Now looking back at them sober, I'm like, they're still interesting.
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Shoelaces.
Underrated.
Underrated? Okay.
Underrated because they keep your shoes on. Or if you have the right fitting shoe, you don't have to tie them and the shoe will still not come off your foot. Underrated.
Okay.
Which way were you gonna go?
I was gonna say properly rated because they do their purpose.
Okay.
Nothing too exciting, but you also could do like different designs with some shoelaces too.
Yeah, you can get more, to your point, you can get a lot more creative than you think with shoelaces.
Clothes hangers.
Properly rated.
Okay. I was going to say underrated because I have a plethora of them and not one of them are in use.
Really?
Yeah.
Clearly,
my wrinkled shirt today just threw it on the floor. I was like, smelled it. I was like, we good.
I have hundreds of them.
Do you?
Hundreds of them. And I don't know why or where I just kept stacking them up. And I know some people find this a little bizarre, but like 90% of what I wear, if not more, is t-shirts. And I hang them up on hangers.
I should start. I just gotta take them out the dryer. I'm like, okay, I'll grab you when I grab you. But I'm an ironer too. I do iron.
I don't.
I do. I love ironing.
I've tried ironing. I've given it, like meditation, I've tried to give ironing a go a couple of different times, and I'm just not any good at it.
Stefan and I were going out one day. He put a shirt on. I go, what is that? He's like, it's what I'm wearing. I go, no, you're not giving it to me.
Oh, you ironed it?
Oh, I totally ironed it. I was like, no, it's one of my few joys in life. Let me do it. Yeah, when it's on someone else, I'm just like, ooh. When it's on me, I'm just like, whatever, it's me. Pens.
Properly rated.
Properly rated. Even when they come up missing and then used in front of your face.
When Janet takes them?
Yeah, I said.
What happened to that pen I took from you guys last week?
You're using it.
Yeah. I properly rated. My handwriting is atrocious, but I do write neater with pencils.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite. When I write with pencils, EKG reading. With a pen, looks like I'm writing the Constitution. I'm like, yeah, look at that. Look at that flowetry right now.
I like it.
All right. The Royals. Okay, I added this one yesterday.
Like the baseball team?
No, the Royals. Like Megan, Elizabeth, Philip, Harry, Francis, Ferdinand. I'm sure there's someone down.
I'll go overrated, but just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
People get so excited over this stuff, and
they
don't get why.
They do. They
but
really
I
do.
I understand because it's... Maybe it's us because we've never had a king here.
Uh-huh.
So it's that culture and we appreciate, but like none of these people are ever going to be like this baby is never going to be any kind of royalty.
He'll have that sub name, but like I think for us or people who love the royals, maybe it's like real life fantasy. As with them, it's their real life. We're like...
Sure, real life princesses.
Yeah.
But like, don't talk to me unless you're a prince, a princess, a queen, or a king. Duchess.
I'm the baby Duchess of Sussex. Get away from me.
Barons, court jesters.
What's the other one? Oh, there's another one that they use all the time. I'm just like, I don't know what that means.
Like, who's the one that always had the weight issues up and down? Fergie?
That's Fergie, but she was Duchess. Was she a Duchess?
I think so.
Yeah. Like, there was another one that was
I don't care.
Archduke is another one. They're like, Archduke William
Well, I don't think we have those anymore because that guy started World War One.
I think they're still Archdukes. They just don't talk
really?
About it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would, if I came out and they're like, Archduke Eric, I'm like, nope, that's a death sentence. I'll just be Eric.
Because it's the week teachers.
Oh, boy. Oh, why are you hating on
them? I'm not hating on them because I think they're underrated.
I want to say that they are. I want to say that they are underrated, but I hate to generalize because I think like medical professionals, there's bad ones.
There are, but I would think about your experiences. You can only speak on your experience.
Mine were under all. Most of my teachers were phenomenal. Like,
yeah,
I was thinking about this week. Like, if we did a topic about your favorite teacher, I had Mr. Payton in fifth grade. Mr. Pizzo was a history teacher. God, who else? All my mentally gifted teachers were incredible. Mr. Y, Mr. Yehubian.
Can we do that for Friday? Shout out to our favorite teachers.
Yeah, we can do that.
I have three. I'd say underrated because sometimes teachers step into that parent role. Like they really do. Like they unofficially adopted child. Like they care for them. They nurture them. Like for me, like my mom worked all the time, but she was a standout mother. But there's sometimes I didn't lean on certain teachers. Like there were times I come home with homework and my mom would just be tired and I would just not be the easiest child to do homework with. So I leaned on some teachers. So there's some out there. They should earn a Medal of Freedom because there's a lot out there that put in their hard work and effort. I just poked myself in the eye.
I'm overcomplicating this as usual, but instead of giving it a rated, I'll go, they're complicated. Because they take on tasks like that they shouldn't have to.
But most of them like to. You know what I mean? They just do because they step up.
They buy things for their classes when, and they probably enjoy doing it. No, I don't think they do. But it comes out. Yeah, it's very complicated.
Yeah,
And it's problematic.
Let's go with one more. Let's do. I was going to do that, but you already elaborated on that. Candles.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I like candles.
I love candles.
Me too.
I like. My house smells like Bed Bath Beyond, Swan Creek, Yankee Candle. Like I have one set of candles that I love. Like there's one for the bathroom. That's the citronella orange one, because it eliminates the odors. And then out in my living room, I have cashmere wood.
Marshalls and TJ Maxx are the go-tos.
For really?
Yeah, the candles are pretty inexpensive.
See, I'm not going to lie. I ball on a budget. I hit up the good old Dollar General and I get my Glades.
Really? And they're worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marshalls and TJ Maxx have a good selection. And they're not, it's not very organized. There's just everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you pick them up, you smell them, you check the price. They're like $5 or $7. They're really a good deal. And candles are the only reason I like winter and cold weather, because I don't often light candles up when I have windows open.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you have a ceiling fan, don't light a candle.
Why?
It blows it out.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
I was like, why do I smell smoke?
The Toledo Zoo may be expanding, or maybe they're just buying up some properties. And the latest with the Mercy Strike on the way in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
I don't have papers!
Did I not give you your stuff?
No! I feel naked!
I think this is it.
Okay.
My apologies. No, the zoo has purchased a portion of the once heavily contaminated former Jennison Wright property along the trail. The zoo closed on the property last week at $150,000. It also spent about $50,000 in surveys, paperwork, and additional due diligence. The president, Jeff Saylor, and CEO said the landlocked zoo has no immediate plans for the vacant land, but is always looking at properties around the perimeter for potential development. He said the zoo also sees the purchase as part of an overall push by us to be the anchor of this area and help the whole area thrive. He means South Toledo. The site remains a brownfield, so no animals will be kept on the property should it be redeveloped or developed in the future. Zoo expansion, I believe, is good for our
area. And they
area.
Have that land over there. I mean, I know probably not there, but they can get a hold of it, yeah.
So it's in between the trail and Broadway.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what they're talking okay. about, yep.
Next up, the strike at Mercy Health by local nurses, techs, and support staff moved into day two. Not all picket line duty was confined to St. V's on Cherry. About 10 nurses and staff at the Mercy Health Cancer Center at St. Anne on Sylvania are also part of the United Auto Workers Bargaining Unit. And taking part in the strike. They staged their own walkout Monday and have been manning picket lines at the West Toledo Medical Facility. I thought I had more on that. Do I? Yes. Patient care at St. Anne's Cancer Center have been getting, patients have been getting transferred over to the Perrysburg Cancer Center. A couple of patients have been transferred to other hospitals, according to one spokesperson. Patients who have been transferred might go to other Mercy Health facilities or other systems. ProMedica spokespeople said the health system had not received more patient transfer volumes than usual. Likewise, at UTMC, according to their spokesperson, they had no noticeable change in patient volumes or transfers. Leaders at the UAW said the strike will go on as long as needed, but they're open to negotiating, and the nurses are eager to get back to work. Mercy leaders say they felt they offered a competitive proposal. They said they care about the safety and well-being of their employees. They also said that they've tried to set up a meeting with the UAW since the strike was issued, or since the strike notice was issued, but claim the UAW canceled those meetings. The union leaders say they never walked away from negotiations.
Mm-mm-mm. I know. Mm.
Where do I want to go next? All right, next up, this story from our friends at 13ABC and Christian Brown, a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor, spoke at Swanton's High School, or Swanton yesterday. Let me give you some of that. Mm-mm.
93-year-old Paula Marks Bolton is a Holocaust survivor. She tells the story of being ripped away from her parents, then going to multiple concentration camps to students at Swanton Middle School.
The 6 million men, women, and children were murdered for no other reason than they were Jews.
Her parents and two brothers were killed. She and one other brother survived.
And their ashes are crying out to us who survived. Do something. Stop this nonsense.
Marks Bolton gives this talk to teach children about tolerance.
It should never make any difference what nationality a person is, what religion a person is, or what color skin a person is.
I'm glad those kids got to experience her talk.
Ooh, that got me in the feels.
Opal Covey is about to get into the ring.
Oh, Toledo's
self-proclaimed prophetess will step into the world of professional wrestling Thursday night with Extreme Chaos Wrestling. It's an independent promotion holding its third no-holds-barred event at the Ohio Theater and Event Center on LaGrange, and she has a match.
This one you're definitely not going to miss. Get your tickets at ExtremeToledo.com. We're also live worldwide on streaming pay-per-view. More details to come. The biggest and the best, we just got a little bit bigger. Opal Covey is going to make her Extreme debut on May 9th. She's here with a little message for you guys.
Hi, everybody. I've been missing you. I haven't been on the website for the last year or so, but I've been preparing for this, for the great news that the city of Toledo is going to really change.
You gonna go? It's tomorrow night.
Oh.
General admission seats are $10. Floor seats are $25. VIP front row are sold out. Bell time is set for 7:30. ExtremeToledo.com. So you can see.
Why does she say Toledo like that?
Opal, the real mayor.
Toledo.
Covey.
Oh, man. You know. You know. For those that don't know, she. Just go.
She is a saint, for those that don't know, and she will give us our rightful amusement park that we deserve on the east side, or as some kind of water park across the river. You hold that woman in the regard that I do, please. Revere her. Lastly, crappy news. Parents held tight to their sobbing children yesterday after two students interrupted classes with gunfire in suburban Denver, killing one and injuring eight others at a suburban Denver STEM school. All the shooting victims are students aged 15 and older. The male student who died was 18. The shooting suspects are in custody, according to the sheriff. One is a male juvenile. The other was identified police as Devin Erickson, 18. We will not be releasing photos at this time. It could jeopardize the critical ongoing investigation. Douglas County School District, which includes the STEM school, canceled classes last month during an FBI manhunt for a woman infatuated with a Columbine shooting. The school is about 8 miles from Columbine. The STEM school will be closed for the remainder of the week, according to the superintendent. We are a united family. We are here to support each other in each and every one of you, students, parents, and staff, and will continue to do so as long as needed. Together, we will get through this difficult time. 6:37 with the morning reboot. Someone is leaving Teen Mom 2. That's before 7. Good morning. It's 6:48 with the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, good to have you here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Also, 8:50 this morning, your first national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. Something that a story or a group of people we have not talked about, or a show we've not talked about since we've been on the air since December. Teen Mom.
Oh.
You watch it?
No, but I know of there wasn't a recent story or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's about Janelle Evans and her husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband. She's no longer part of Teen Mom 2, following the news that David Eason shot and killed their dog.
Yes, MTV that's what it was. Okay,
decided like, what was to cut all ties with Evans, who's been part of the series since its debut in 2011. They've stopped filming with Janelle as of April 6th this year, and have no plans to cover her story in the upcoming season. Evans is 27, Eason is 30, and they share two-year-old daughter, Ensley. She's also the mom of Jace 9, Kaiser 4, with Andrew Lewis and Nathan Griffith. Police arrived at the reality star's home on April 30th after Griffith called and asked for a wellness check on his son. Reports quickly surfaced that Eason had killed their French bulldog. One day later, he confirmed the report. I don't give a damn what animal bites my baby on the face, whether it be your dog or mine. A dog is a dog, and I don't put up with that blank at all. I'm all about protecting my family. It's my life's mission. The 16 and pregnant alum opened up to Us Weekly. Later that day revealed that she was devastated over the loss of the dog and over what Eason did. At this time, we're dealing with this rough situation. I want to focus on what's best for me and my kid. She said, noting that the couple were not on speaking terms. Divorce is in thoughts, but nothing yet is finalized.
And via the reports, it wasn't a bite. It was like a little nip.
Snatch.
Yeah. It's a French bulldog. Like, you know how big those things are?
Isn't that what...
they're like itty-bitty.
I think that's what Justin and Lucas have. And yeah, B is like
they're
that.
They're not big at all. This guy, from what I... Like, so I know nothing about them. Apparently he has anger issues.
Well, I would
and
say
this
so.
Dog got the butt end of it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I don't care about this story, but I'm going to do it. Do you know
I'm
what
ready.
Do you know what I don't care about?
Here we go.
Avatar.
Oh, yeah. I read this last night.
I thought it was overrated when it came out. And the fact that we've had sequels teased for almost 10 years now irritates the hell out of me. But guess what? It's been put. The sequels have been pushed back again. Avatar 2 will hit theaters December of 2021 instead of the year prior. That means Avatar 3 will open December 2023 as opposed to 2021. Part of these announcements, there were some Marvel movies listed and a new Star Wars trilogy, which will hit theaters in 2022, the follow-ups in 24 and 26. The studio is alternating between Avatar and Star Wars films every year through 2026. In 2020, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story adaptation will hit December 18th, while Cruella will launch on December 23rd ahead of the long holiday weekend.
Like Cruella DeVille?
Yeah.
What? Like an origin story of her?
I guess so.
You shut your mouth. She's my favorite Disney villain. Her and Maleficent. You know how I feel about Maleficent. I'm so excited for the sequel.
Kind of in addition to this, so there's a lot of, like...
This is going to make me really excited. This is a good Wednesday.
Disney owns everything. Star Wars, Avatar, the Marvel properties. Richard Madden, who is in Game of Thrones as Robb Stark and on the Netflix show The Bodyguard...
I know who that is.
...will likely be joining Angelina Jolie in the next iteration of Marvel movies. This one, it's called The Eternals. It's kind of like the predecessor or the successor to Avengers.
And she's the first one to sign on, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. We've had new music for a couple of weeks now. 2 weeks ago, Taylor Swift with Brendan Urie Me. This past week, Shawn Mendes. This Friday, we'll get this.
Hey, guys. If you didn't know, I've got a new song coming out on Friday. So,
and it's amazing!
My biggest fan over here. I'm pretty sunburned at the moment. I forgot to wear sunscreen today.
Ed Sheeran.
Who is that?
Ed Sheeran has a song with Justin Bieber coming out this Friday. They recently collaborated on Love Yourself.
That's quick.
Ed Sheeran helped collaborate on that. What was quick?
They just started teasing. You know what I mean? Every time.
Wait, hold on. Ed Sheeran. What the hell?
It's like when you say it fast, like Ed Sheeran. Nothing.
Anyway, those two will have a song on Friday, and I guess I have to turn my phone off, put it on silent, or not say Ed Sheeran, because Friday we'll have a new song from them. And you're right, they have been teasing it, and then he confirmed it. I'm guessing that's his wife.
He did just get married. You're right.
Screams out in the background, and she's drinking some champagne in the video that he posted, so we'll have that on Friday.
Do we think it'll be like, he doesn't really do fast songs, he does do slow songs.
Shape You is up-tempo.
Ish. What do you think is? How do you think this is going to sound? Bieber
mid tempo. Yeah, won't be perfect. Won't be Shape of You. Shape of You. You've heard me say that's on my list of top pop songs, right?
Yep.
Okay, he ain't never topping that. We don't know the name of the royal baby, at least as much as we're keeping an eye on. We do know the name of the other royal baby. Amy Schumer revealed her newborn baby boy's name yesterday, sharing a photo of him sweetly being carried by her father, Gene Attell Fisher, and his dad, Chris. Gene's middle name, Attell, appears to be a reference to fellow comedian Dave Attell, who recently invited Schumer to perform with at his show at Caroline's in New York City.
Okay.
I thought Dave Attell was dead. But I don't know my comedians very well.
He's the guy with the glasses, right?
I think so.
He had a brief live show in Comedy Central. I know because you're talking about.
To go back 1 second, the Ed and Justin song will be called I Don't Care. So I'm
Who's it going to be about?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering as well. Attorneys for Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, believe that they have a good chance of being acquitted if they face trial after being charged in the college admissions scandal. The more that the attorneys look at the alleged evidence against them, the better they feel about the case. Everyone is feeling more and more confident this could end well for them. The insider who speaks with the family regularly tells People that Loughlin wants to put the entire thing behind her. A trial drags things out, and she would like to move forward, which she can't do until it goes to trial. But she feels like she's got a valid defense, and that when all the evidence comes out, she won't be found guilty. She thinks going to trial will help her salvage her reputation. Meanwhile, the college admissions bribery scandal is getting perhaps TV treatment. Annapurna Television has optioned rights to Accepted, a forthcoming book about the scandal from Wall Street Journal reporters Melissa Korn and Jennifer Levitz. So the book is coming, and likely a TV series will happen after that.
It'll be on Lifetime.
I know.
As soon as you said that, I went, Lifetime's going to snatch this up, and if they pass on it, is there a Lifetime too? This whole arena just screams Lifetime, Saturday afternoon repeat movie on CBS.
It's the morning reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd. I like this story a lot. Chris Evans is, shooting a movie in the area, but he paid a visit to his hometown for a special reunion as Endgame was hitting $2 billion at the worldwide box office. He's 37?
I did not.
So he did that terrible Fantastic Four movie when he was like 24, 25?
He wasn't thinking how horrible it was. He's like, I get to be a superhero.
Everybody else is thinking
that's
about
so crazy to think that they're superheroes. Because like Ryan Reynolds or Green Lantern, we're like, ooh, don't ever be a superhero ever again. And I'm Deadpool. We're like, oh my God, you redeemed yourself.
A lot of times you just need the right workplace.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people remember in that movie his arrogant characterization of Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
And he was shirtless and in a towel. And it's a good meme.
Jessica.
Some of my gay friends.
You just made me think about Jessica Alba as the Invisible Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Some of my gay friends never let me forget that Chris Evans scene, which I'm fine with. You don't know it. You can't visualize it immediately.
No.
Google Chris Evans towel.
Okay.
I'll finish the story up. The 37-year-old actor stopped by Sudbury, Massachusetts on Saturday to reunite with some of his childhood friends for his 20-year high school reunion, according to Boston.com. You get it?
Oh, okay.
Snap. Short hair, shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good, right?
It looks 12, but yeah.
He even mingled with his former Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School classmates at Conrad's restaurant. Donna Scott, one of the managers at the restaurant, told Boston.com the actor appeared to be having a good time. Many people wanted to take pictures with him. Everybody was pretty excited that he was there. Scott also told the waitstaff, said the waitstaff were also excited to see Captain America there, with one of her employees managing to ask for a photo with the star. This is kind of funny. A Twitter user shared a photo of Evans wearing a white t-shirt and a black cardigan, writing, Chris Evans attending his 20-year high school reunion, and writing Chris on his little name tag.
That's cute.
Who's that over there? Everybody seems to be talking. I can't figure out who that is.
Good old Chris.
He is currently filming Defending Jacob, a limited series for Apple TV Plus that's based on a 2012 novel by the same name by William Lande. The show follows the story of a lawyer, Andy Barber Evans, whose life changes when his 14-year-old son is accused of killing a classmate. Defending Jacob is filming in several cities near Boston, according to Boston.com. So look at that. How old is Chris Evans? Old enough to play somebody's dad now. Mm-hmm. One more thing. We had a 10-year reunion, and we had a very relaxed at a bar 20-year reunion a couple of years ago for my high school, George Washington High School in Philadelphia. I didn't attend either of them. You know who I have that in common with?
I know who.
Kevin Hart.
I was going to say, you guys would graduate same year, right?
He didn't go to the 07 one, and he didn't go to the 2018 one. Or the 20, yeah, it was in early 2018.
I didn't go to my 10-year reunion because it was the same weekend as Pride.
Whitmer?
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person that ever attended your high school? Ever attended Whitmer?
We have a few. Sarah Shepard's on Broadway, and we have I call her Annie, but Adrienne Palicki is the blonde-haired girl in Orville.
She went to Whitmer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And me! Most famous black guy from Whitmer.
Okay.
There, I'll give myself that.
Most famous
gay black guy. I'm a double whammy. I'm a triple threat.
Adrienne Palicki, female and straight. You got nothing on Floyd.
Right.
Except your TV career. and apparently people
How dare you?
Apparently people really like the Orville.
I've never seen it.
It is apparently quite...
It's Peapod's, one of Peapod's favorite shows.
It's...
He talks about it all the time.
You know what it is? It is it's the successor to the Big Bang Theory for nerds. They would bring... You know how Big Bang Theory would bring LeVar Burton and Star Trek and Star Wars characters on? Well, the Orville, I guess Seth...
McFarlane
was a big Star Trek The Next Generation fan.
Yeah.
So he brings a lot of Star Trek people on, and it's an homage to Star Trek.
That's nice.
7 o'clock. Yeah. You're just jealous that she's more famous than you.
I don't want to be famous. I want to do my job good. And I think she does her job good because she's not in the tabloids. So
she is good.
She does her job.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Let's talk about other jobs. Mistakes you've made at work, like leaving a coffee cup on a major TV show. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. Adrienne Palicki's laughing at you.
That's fine.
7:12. The morning reboot. Good morning. It's good to have you here with us. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Q105 around 8:50 today. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. So keep the phone handy so you can call and or text for this. We could use your input, even though I think I have a really good story. So the other day, I think everybody has at least heard, but if not, maybe even seen, the coffee cup, Starbucks or not, the coffee cup that was left in the scene of Game of Thrones, which is like 17 minutes and 40 seconds into the episode. Huge mistake. And again, it speaks to, people have said it's kind of like a metaphor. To me, it's symbolic for how lacking in detail this season has been, and how everything's been too fast. Yeah. And when you work too fast, you make mistakes and you leave coffee cups on the biggest show on television. There have been some fun memes and whatnot. I don't know if someone's getting fired for it. It's a pretty big mistake. The biggest show on TV has kind of become a laughing stock, even though we'll move on and watch our last two episodes.
Could they get fired even this last season? There's like two episodes left.
Maybe they won't get jobs in the future. I don't know.
Whatever.
You're the guy that left the coffee cup on Game of Thrones? Sorry.
He still got Game of Thrones checks. He ain't worried.
419-240-1055. What is the biggest mistake you have ever made at your job? Now, did I give you White Claw?
No, you gave me Henry's seltzer water.
Same thing?
Same diff.
Okay, so I gave you that and encouraged you
Thank you. I'm so happy.
To have one at work, and you said you like working here and you don't want to get fired. So that wouldn't that wouldn't be a mistake.
Can't drink on the job.
Like nothing that you can put a concerted effort into doing to break a rule. So when I was young, I guess my first or second year when I was working in radio, we still played CDs.
Mm-hmm.
My radio station at the time, looking for my pen, my radio station at the time, we were doing a contest called 10 songs in a row or $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, like if we didn't play 10 songs in a row, you know, call or whatever, we would win the money. So I had gotten really good and I was moving too fast at what I was doing. So the guy I was working with, I was kind of like his apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing with I was firing the buttons on the board for him. I hit all the buttons, boom, 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 boom. We're back into the music. And then I turned my head to the side and I pulled the CD out. I'm like, damn. I pulled the CD out that I just started.
So stopped a dead air?
Well, aside from that, it was like, so we played and there was a gray area of, did that mean that 10 songs in a row didn't play?
Oh, yeah.
So I probably peed myself a little bit. And thankfully, the boss that I was afraid of, even though I knew he liked me, he had a very stern delivery.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, look, there's something in the rules for, you know, technical glitches. And it was okay.
Well, good.
But I was, like, I was afraid to, you know how, like, when you get burned, you're afraid to go near fire?
After? Oh, yeah, for
I sure. I was afraid to touch the board after that.
That's funny.
Because I was afraid that I was going to do that. And that's probably the biggest mistake of my work life. Call us with yours and what's your big mistake in all your careers
and jobs? I'm going to be honest. It's bad. But so I've been in child care, early child development with special needs for a long, long time. And my first job out of Whitmer High School was at the Whitmer YMCA. I could talk about this story because everyone is left now. But I rallied up my group and I had 7 kids and I was on the playground, but I only brought in 6. And I didn't realize it for 45 minutes. I left a child outside and he was nonverbal, just playing on the playground. I'm 35 now, but this is when I was like 20. And I was like, where is so-and-so? Yeah, I'm sure he's a grown man now. I was like, where's so-and-so? And his sister was like, he didn't walk in with us. I was like, what do you mean he didn't walk in with us? They're like, well, he was still swinging. I was like, Michelle, come here real quick. I got to go to the bathroom. She's like, okay. So I went outside and there was little, we'll call him Tyler. Little Tyler just swinging on the swing outside for 45 minutes.
You're lucky.
So I totally left a child outside. Oh, I told my boss about it. And she was like, Floyd. I go, well, I'm just being honest because the guilt would have ate at me.
No, you're lucky that nothing happened to him.
Oh, for sure. Trust me. That was a dose of reality at age 20 real, real quick. So yeah, ever since then, I hate to use this term, but I am like a stern Nazi type person when it comes to that. I'm like, where's the children? So yeah, that every time I like get in trouble or something happens at like other jobs or like past experiences, I'm like, oh, you didn't leave Tyler on the swing set.
419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. The worst mistake you've ever made on your job. And for anybody that just tuned in, Floyd did say Nazis and where are the children in the same paragraph.
I never thought about that, but no.
But he is not an anti-Semite.
No.
In no fear of Floyd doing any harm to me.
Maybe that's the wrong terminology used, but you know what I meant by it.
Everybody, like,
there's not a hateful bone in my body, people, but that's why I said I apologize for using this term, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm this is very like honed in and focused. Like, don't mess this up. I'm gonna get all of you. Sorry, wrong terminology. There's another email. Sorry.
And you wonder why when there's field trips or anybody's taking any large group anywhere, they count. Because the one time you don't count
is the one time you leave a child on the swing for 45 minutes. And keep in mind, like, he is nonverbal. So, like, and you know, kids, they're running rampant. And I did a head count. And I was like, oh, I got 7. We're good. That's why I always scan, like, the playground once the last time. Because you never know. Little Keith could be hiding in a tire. Or little Tabitha could be up in the monkey bars, hiding under a rack. They're shifty. Children mold. But yeah.
Biggest mistake you've ever made at your workplace, 419-240-1055. And even miscounts can happen. What's that? We've mentioned this movie on the air before. The couple that go out deep sea diving, like in the Caribbean.
And
open water.
That movie, I couldn't even get through it. It messed me up because, you know, I have a fear of open water.
And we should. And the captain of the boat miscounted, so they got left. Yeah, miscounts. That's a problem.
Yeah. But no, trying to think of my other job.
I created a fight at work. That wasn't a mistake. It was a mistake to be so violent and aggressive.
Uh-huh.
But that was bad. That cost me some things.
Well, as a teenager, my first job was at Ponderosa. Shout out to old school Ponderosa. But someone had a fish allergy and we had shrimp. And she wanted to know if the French fries were cooked with the same oil as the shrimp. I don't know how that works. I just remember being like a young teenager like, no, they're not. Couldn't find out they were. But she didn't have an allergic reaction, but like I totally gave her wrong information.
She could have died.
She could have died, wow. But I'm not thinking that as a 19-year-old. I'm just like, no, it's not.
And since then, like in your
20s, I never want to be young ever again.
In
so
your
stupid.
In your 20s and 30s, you have you've not made these grave mistakes.
Mm-mm.
You're lucky.
I've learned. No, because I'm one of those people. I'm that person. Learn from your lessons or learn from your mistakes earlier in life. I don't knock on wood. I don't think I've had anything to my knowledge where I dwell on it. Because when I think of like a worst mistake, it's something like leaving a kid outside almost 17 years ago or Ponderosa almost 20 years ago. Like I think I dwell on stuff like that. Like, oh, that could have went so wrong. But I'm like, it didn't. You got to let it go. Like the stuff you still dwell on.
No, I get it. What's if Janet were here, hopefully she would say this is pretty profound. What's the cliche or the saying? If you're not making any mistakes, you're not taking enough risks. Or if you're not making any mistakes, you're not trying hard enough. Like again,
I don't know if that worked in my situation.
No, yeah,
not in my situation.
I just wanted to throw that out there. It doesn't really connect to you making that mistake. Like you shouldn't aim to leave nonverbal kids by themselves out with swings. Because
17 years ago, by the way, I don't want anyone just tuning in to be like, what, Floyd? You left my child on the playground yesterday? No, 17 years ago. This person is a functioning man in society. I actually know that because I'm friends with his father on Facebook.
He hit them yesterday. Get them in line.
Me?
You, yeah.
Oh, no. I always make that joke that these hands are ready to E for everyone.
Right.
But no, I wouldn't even whoop my nephew.
7:21 with the morning reboot. We have a very special guest scheduled to be with us next. And hopefully you're in the mood to talk about ice cream. 7:33 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're glad to have you here. We're glad to have our very special guest. I said, think about your favorite flavor of ice cream, and we'll see. It'll be on the menu this summer. Floyd, what's yours?
I have two. I'm fat.
You can give me two.
Okay. The sherbet swirl one.
Okay.
And then my go-to is mint chocolate chip.
White
on a waffle cone.
White or green?
Does it only come in green?
You didn't know that mint chocolate chip comes in white as Yes.
That's not mint chocolate chip.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
We're talking ice cream because out on the streets of Toledo this summer, you will see an ice cream truck, perhaps manned by Chief George Krall, who is here with us today to talk ice cream and recruiting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Look, anybody that says I'm happy to be back from vacation and ready to hit the job is completely lying.
Oh, I'm faking it. I'm faking it.
Good to have you here. I wanted to talk to you about the ice cream truck, which has kind of been off the grid since you guys announced it back earlier in the spring or late in the fall. There will be a TPD ice cream truck going around streets this summer giving out ice cream. Why?
Community engagement. Since I've become chief, it's been a major push of mine is to increase our relationship with the community. And what better way to do that is that when it's 95 degrees and humid, to drive into a neighborhood, turn on the lights and sirens, and hand out some free ice cream to the kids.
The cheesy Jack and Jill ice cream music, right? In the past, it might have sounded creepy, but now it's coming from a Toledo police vehicle. This is long a vision of yours?
It has. I've been hoping to do this for about 4 years now, and I could never find the funding with our resources being as tight as they are.
Yeah.
So last year we started a police foundation, and the board of trustees asked me what is the first thing we wanted to do. And I said, I want to get an ice cream truck. And I saw some eyes light up and heads shoot back. And the Mud Hens and Walleye Foundation donated $23,000 to the police foundation. We purchased a truck where one of our local graphic arts company, pro bono, gave us the opportunity to wrap it for, you know, the design for free, which we jumped at. We got TPS involved as a contest to name it. And so we wanted to let everybody know that this is a community-wide thing. It's not just TPD. So pretty soon you'll see an ice cream truck that has some walleye and mud hens logos and police lights and sirens, and you'll know what we're doing.
Is Memorial Day kind of like a soft launch date?
We're hoping. We're kind of stuck now waiting for the graphics to get done and then have it wrapped, but we're trying to get it out as quickly as possible.
Chief George Crawl is here with us from the TPD, 736 on the Morning Reboot, Q105. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I'm a lot older than both of you, and I'm old school, so I like the old Italian ices with the little wooden sticks.
Yeah, nice.
I could have one.
Will
right
you
now.
Have that, or is it just ice cream?
You know, I don't know. We're probably not going to have like your typical ice cream truck that has about 4,000 flavors and different things. We're going to approach some local people and see about donations, and you know, beggars can't be choosers at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
I'm good with you on Italian ice, though. I told you, I'm originally from Philadelphia. So do you know what Rita's water ice is?
No.
Familiar with that? It's an East Coast thing. And the way I explain it to people is the texture is kind of in between Italian ice that you're using with a wooden stick and a Slurpee or a slushy. And I grew up working at that
place.
I grew
up in Boston. I'm surprised. I don't think
it went up that far. I don't think it went up. I can hear your Boston accent.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
No. Yeah. How did is the TPS part of this done? Does it have a name yet?
It does. I'm not going to say it because I want it to be a surprise. But we got a lot of great suggestions from the TPS kids, and it was a tough decision, but I think we nailed it.
Nice. Do you ever read Facebook comments, or for your sanity, do you avoid them?
I try to avoid them, but sometimes when I'm bored, I'll scroll through them and I'll instantly regret it. But
yeah,
me too.
So I wanted to ask you. You know that when this story was released, there were people like, "Well, they should be hiring more." Well, they are hiring more. All the critics and stuff. Can you talk specifically about what you mentioned earlier and community policing? As to it's kind of. Did you see Minority Report?
No.
The Tom Cruise movie. You've seen it, right?
Mm-mm.
Pre-crime, where they arrest people because they know what they're going to do before they do it.
No.
We're kind of in that time. You're preventing crime from ever emerging, right, with community policing?
Sure, that's the idea. Especially with the younger kids, we want them to understand that you run to the police. You don't run from them.
Yeah.
We're your friends. You can trust us. And, you know, in today's day and age, that's a challenge to get that through. I mean, when I grew up, the police were your friends. You never were afraid. A couple years ago, I was at one of our Chief's Advisory Board meetings at Rogers High School, and I asked a young lady, I said, if I pulled up to you in a police car and said, "Come here, I need to talk to you, what are you going to do?" And she said, I'd run. And that really affected me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. And this ice cream truck and the cops and Coffee with a Cop and Police in the Park and all of our little community services things, do they seem cheesy to some? Probably. But you're right. We want the next generation to know that you can trust Toledo police officers and police in general.
We can do podcasting with the Popo if you want at some point. Send Taylor. Even if it's something, and it might sound trite, but like if a kid is thinking doing something stupid because it's a hot summer day and you got nothing to do, well, if your friend tells you, if you're going to do that, they're not going to roll up and give you some ice cream. Like,
right.
I would say for me, because I grew up in Arizona, I couldn't wait for like our local law enforcement to come in and talk to the class. Like, I remember, like, I was so young, but like, I remember they would walk in and I'd like perk up because I'd be like so interested. But, and to go back to your story about the young lady running, I was at the YMCA a while ago and we had a police officer come in and talk to the students, and like, you can see like three to five of them just put their head down because they didn't want to make eye contact. And
sure.
I was like, and I remember being a young adult, and I was just like, why are they putting their heads up? Because they were intimidated and scared. And I remember some of them were like, I want to leave the room. And I'm like, why? And I think, because for me, when I grew up, police officers were friends. They were there to help. They still are.
We still are.
And they have that. There's this stigma now that some, they don't even make eye contact, or they get hostile right away. And you're like,
you know, social media has led to that. You know, if something bad happens in Portland, Oregon, we see it on our phones within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And people, you know, unfortunately, we get brushed with a very broad stroke sometimes.
Right.
And they assume what happens there in law enforcement is going to happen here. And I think you haven't seen a lot of social discord or protests for things that have happened in other parts of the country because of our outstanding way that we get into the community sure. and talk. Mm-hmm.
So. Nobody ever talks about the good things, unfortunately. No, they never right. make the news. And I think I reached out to you last year and I told Lieutenant Kevin Tony via email last week that the way we handled you handled in the mayor as well, that thing last summer on Friday night mm-hmm. Where this could have been the next powder keg to blow and we're national news. In fact, it was very little news because you guys handled it so well and we kept the community mm-hmm. calm. But again,
we did things that day that not many police departments would have done, and I am completely convinced it was the right thing to do then, and the same thing would happen today.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about recruiting and how people can get involved, because I think it's a great opportunity to serve the community, and not lying here, the money's pretty damn good.
Yeah, this is a very, very good job. I mean, it's a challenging time to be a police officer now with everything that's going on. Money is right up there with any other profession when you're at mm-hmm. an entry level, and it goes higher and higher. The good thing about TPD is we're large enough that we have a lot of diversity in jobs. You can stay driving a police car and answering calls for service, which is fantastically fun and a great adventure. You want to be a detective, we have a detective bureau. You want a canine, we have 10 dogs. We have drones, you can be a drone operator, you can be vice metro, you can be in gangs. So there's a lot of diversity and ways you can, and obviously moving up the chain of command and leadership. But one of our biggest recruiting perks that I don't think people talk about a lot is I got my associate's degree, my bachelor's degree, and my master's degree paid 100% by the City of Toledo and the police department.
Zero school debt, I'm guessing, right?
None.
None, no debt.
Zero.
Yeah.
And you know what kind of debt these young people are coming out yeah. of school with. And that is huge. You want to be an attorney? I'll pay for you to go to law school. If you want to be an MBA, we can do that. We have surgical nurses. We have MBAs. We have accountants. It's one of the best perks there is, in my opinion. And this job is never the same, ever, than the same day. It's Wednesday. Thursday is not going to be the same today. Friday is not going to be the same as Thursday. That's the good thing about it. And you can do great things. I mean, the amount of good things that happen every day in law enforcement, not just in Toledo, is off the chart. And you said it a minute ago. It never gets out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, we see the worst of the worst a lot. We're there when people are at their lowest, whether something horrific happened, whether they were a victim, a suspect, a witness. And it's hard, but the good things that happen in law enforcement every day outweigh the bad 50-1.
Yeah, I can speak for that. When I went with Taylor on the ride along, somebody was squatting in somebody's house that they were trying to sell. And when she called the guy, the homeowner who was tending to the home, he was extremely thankful. Couldn't be more thankful that Taylor was Officer Dungeon was checking on his home. And then later on that evening, they got it taken care of.
Right.
TPDhire.com, right?
Yes.
That's the easy way. Thanks for the time,
My
Chief.
Pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Last question. You do your own Twitter, right?
I do.
Okay. Please don't ever get so popular that you pass that off to like Lieutenant Tony or anything.
You know, I try, you know, we actually brought that up and he kind of said no. So, and I do what Lieutenant Tony tells me to do, so that's fine.
I like it. Thanks for the time. We appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
Podcasting with the police. You have our access. Chief George Crawl, 744 with the morning reboot on Q105. 7:56. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You now know that there is white mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yes.
And now we're going to have to go to, there's one place down the street. I don't know. Well, we'll have to go to a couple different places. Local ice cream places. I know we have 1,000 of them and they're all really good. Can you chime in on this? Which one is better, green or white mint chocolate chip? Or maybe we can do a taste test and see if you can figure out which one is.
How early is too early to have ice cream, though?
When you get up.
I like that.
You were today years old. Baby. So we have pictures of baby Sussex.
I mean, he's an entity because he's wrapped up in a blanket.
They all look, babies, they all look the same.
I think they all look like mush. I say it all, even when my nephew came out, I was like, he's not done yet.
Don't get used to that hair, baby. You're going to lose it and it'll grow back.
True story.
So Chris Hemsworth is going to do a comedic thing with People in Black.
Oh.
With Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
He is also going to get comedic with Tiffany Haddish on Down Undercover, a two-hander buddy cop action movie that's being mounted in the spirit of films like 48 Hours, Rush Hour, and The Heat. He will play a detective who goes undercover to crack a series of baffling casino heists in which the prime suspects are a troupe of Australian male erotic dancers.
What?
He's forced to take the partner no one else will, Haddish's character, a lone wolf who does things only one way, hers. I don't see when it's going to be out yet, but you have that to look forward to.
Is this one of those? Okay, so is this one of those situations that are doing these movies so that people can break the mold of them as Avenger characters?
Kind of.
Because like, keep in mind, every time someone wins the Academy Award, they do like a horrible, horrible comedy movie, and we're like, no, don't do that. They do it. Like,
I know.
Next award season, watch who wins the Academy Award, and like 3 months later, they're like Academy Award winner, and like. Down with the Love, and it's like this horrible B-rated comedy. You're like, ew, why?
You know who doesn't take those? Christian Bale.
And Lupita Nyong'o. She does good, solid work after winning her Academy Award.
Yeah, like her mainstream thing was doing Us.
Yeah.
And other things. Mm-hmm. You could say Black Panther, but, you know, she's kind of predestined to be in that thing. Oh. Did we get all the popular black DNA, people for the right. movie?
That DNA worked in her favor.
Yeah, do we have one white person? Yes, all right, shoot it. So I think we talked about this on Friday. Kelly Clarkson had an appendectomy right after the Billboard Music Awards. Mm. Turns out I don't rest well. So bored. Pain meds make me feel different and kind of horrible too, where I question if I'd just rather feel the pain instead. And two out of the three scars feel as if Lord Voldemort is always near. She was suffering from an appendicitis all week during rehearsals in front of the Billboard Music Awards and didn't seek treatment until after the show. She flew to L.A. immediately afterwards and underwent surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. I guess she was in no danger of having her appendix burst.
I wouldn't even know the symptoms of that, but here's the thing. She's such a good hostess. Like, I want her to host that show for forever. I didn't even know she was in pain. She masked it very, very, very well.
She got to a point in her life, maybe after one or two of her kids, or after people just body shamed her and she was just over it. They body shamed her for like the umpteenth time, and she was, I don't give no F's anymore.
Like, so, middle finger to the world.
Where I used to work, she was hosting a show in Vegas or performing, and I was like, I remember I had to live tweet it, which irritated the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something, I was like, I can't believe she just said that. And then, so she was hosting or performing something, I think for the last one, in September or something. Mm-hmm. And she tweeted at them saying, so I'm good enough to host The Voice or be on here, but you won't let me perform at your show. You won't let me do my music at your show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go, girl.
You go. I like her.
The more candid you are, as long as you don't ruffle too many feathers, the better off you are. Brad Pitt had to quell any idea that he and Jennifer Aniston were getting back together. Some paparazzi stopped him. I got to ask you, everyone wants to know, are you and Jen getting back? And he said, oh, my God. He kindly then told the paparazzo, no, to have a good one. Have a good one. All right. Have a good one. And he drove off. He showed up at Aniston's 50th birthday party back at the Sunset Tower in L.A., and he just wanted to show her support. And he says since 2005, the year after their divorce, they've been friendly. Another source says Jen and Brad have remained friends and spoken with each other quite a few times since they've both become single. And she says no, she doesn't have enough time to be on OkCupid or Tinder or Bumble, but friendly. Does the baby have a name yet?
No. They, y'all.
What?
They have not been together since, like, forever.
2005.
Let it go.
Oh.
Well, let it go.
This came up because they're both now single.
I know, but let it go. They're not getting back together. Are they like that fairy tale Hollywood couple that we just lust after? Like, they're going to be 93 and 92 in wheelchairs. Like, oh, look at Brad and Jen just strolling down the nursing home together. Oh, I wish they would get back together. I'm like, let it go.
Let them be our Jack and Rose.
Who's Jack and Rose? Oh, I get it. Titanic? Well, one of them died, so.
802 with the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. We will need you to call us in a couple of minutes. We'll tell you exactly when for the panel full of ladies. 8:15. Uptown Floyd you up.
Say what?
Dun, 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 dun. Zoid you up. Q105, the morning reboot. Big fans here of mint chocolate chip ice cream, white and green. We don't discriminate here.
Not here.
Panel full of ladies. We'll get to that in 1 second. First up, around 8:50, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. Let's roll into our ladies. First up is Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
You are you're a youthful sounding 58-year-old. Perrysburg, married with 2 kids. Are you a grandmom as well?
No, I am not.
All right, let's get those kids on it. Come on. Come on. We also have Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hi.
Hi, Devin. Devin's from Toledo, 23, single, and no kids. And last up is Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Kelly's 40, from West Toledo, married with kids. All right, Lynn, we'll start with you. In the spirit of campiness at the Met Gala the other night, what is the most outrageous outfit you have ever worn?
Oh, my gosh. It had been one of my Halloween outfits. Probably when I dressed, oh gosh, like Queen Elizabeth, I guess.
Queen Elizabeth. Okay. How about you, Devin? Most outrageous outfit you've ever worn?
Got pretty unique a couple years ago, and I'm going to have to go with a Halloween costume as well. I was a newsflash.
A newsflash?
I pinned newspapers to a dress of mine, and I walked around in a trench coat and like a newsy hat.
Got it.
that's smart.
That's so cute.
Very clever. How about you, Kelly? Most outrageous outfit you've ever worn?
Oh, goodness. I'm not very outrageous day to day either. I'm going to piggyback and go with a zombie costume for Zombie Girl.
Okay. You could have gone like, you know, one day I did pinstripes and polka dots. Flint, I'd ask you this question, but the answer would be was last Friday.
Last Friday, yeah, yesterday.
Only to be topped by this Friday. Next up, Lynn, what is the oldest article of clothing you still have?
Oh, my. pair of running tights.
How long have you had them?
Oh, I've probably had them 20 years or more.
Okay. Devin, what about you? What's the oldest article of clothing you have?
Well, I feel like I can't compare. I think I may still have, like, my school, they gave us, like, kindergarten shirts.
Okay.
Oh, I think I might still have that.
Right.
But that's going to be somewhere where my parents have stored it.
But you still have it.
I don't live with them anymore, so yeah, still have it.
Kelly, what about you? What's the oldest article of clothing you have?
I have a 311 t-shirt that I acquired in high school, and it's quite vintage looking.
Bought it new, and now it's a vintage t-shirt. Lynn, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Yes.
What, the green?
I don't have a preference.
Okay. What's your favorite ice cream place?
Oh, Grater's in Cincinnati.
Hmm. Nothing local?
If it was going to be local, I'd say Handles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Devin, favorite ice cream flavor and favorite place?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Lynn. Handles, hands down. And then their double chocolate, like, moose tracks.
Okay.
I'm a chocolate fan.
Kelly, what about you? Favorite flavor and favorite ice cream place?
I really like the maraschino cherry ice cream that Handles.
Handles.
It's like having like the best part of the sundae all up in your ice cream.
Look at that. Handles is the sweep today.
Nice.
Last question. This is a fill in the blank. Lynn, men are really good at blank.
Men are really good at...
Nothing is an acceptable answer.
Well, if I had to go with my husband, he's really good at paying the bills and taxes.
Okay. Taxes, men are really good at?
You can say her name. Is she laughing?
Devin? I know this is the hardest question I've ever asked.
I'm going to have to say, like, helping me remember, like, my purse or my things, because sometimes I can get so busy to the point I'm like moving from point A to point B so quick. They're like, hey, you may have left this. So like, okay. I've had a good couple guy friends that are like, hey, here you go.
Okay.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's important.
Kelly, what about you? Men are really good at blank.
Building and fixing stuff.
Not me, but all right.
Luckily, I married that. So good.
Lynn and Devin, hold on. Kelly, thanks for being on with us this morning. Everybody have a good rest of their week. Put the right ones on hold, right?
Yeah.
All right. Big age differences in siblings is on the way. We want to know about yours and how that makes life more challenging or maybe better. Hopefully you remember the Justin Timberlake meme from last week. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's Wednesday, May 8th. Happy first week of May. Happy Floyd birthday month.
Yeah, 20 days.
It's 8:33 with the morning reboot on Q105. I bring that up again because there's a picture of our friend Alexis Staples.
Or we can call her Lexi Timberlake.
There's a picture of our friend Lexi with an interesting hairstyle that evokes that of NSYNC Justin Timberlake. We've got that posted on Floyd's Facebook page, also on mine.
It's uncanny.
It is uncanny. They look like siblings, which takes us into this topic. When I was younger, people often found the age difference between my brother, Paul, and I quite staggering. We're 8.5 years apart. Right now, 8.5 years apart, it's probably one of the key reasons why we're not that close. Mm-hmm. We got closer as he got older and he became more of an adult and we could talk about more adult responsibility type things. But we're 8.5 years apart. Our friend Clara from Maddie and Bella was here the other day and she noted to us that her and her newest sibling are 21.
21 years apart.
That's 3 football touchdowns.
Right.
And that's 3 touchdowns and 3 extra points.
Mm-hmm.
That's blackjack. They're 21 years apart. So we wanted to find out from you, what is the age difference in you and your sibling relationship? 419-240-1055. You can call our Mike's Pizza and More text line. And if there's a wide age gap, like how does that affect your relationship? Maybe this person is so much older than you that they act like a parental figure in your life. I would say you don't have to call if you're like, yeah, we're 2 years apart. There's nothing real interesting about that.
Well, my friend, I'm calling you out, girl. Kayla just texted. She doesn't want to be on the radio talking.
Why not?
I don't know. I've always... And she's good times. She has a good personality.
What's her number? I'll call her.
Do you really want it?
If you show it to me, I'll call her.
Yeah. Call her. She's about to be so mad. I think she should tell her age difference.
Is it like... Hold on. Let me get that.
Oh, you're good. I'll show you her phone
number. Hi, it's Q105. This isn't Kayla, is it?
No.
Hi, who is this?
My name's Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. What's the age gap in you and your sibling relationship?
Between me and my middle sister is 10 years, and between me and my little sister is 15 years.
Okay, All blood relatives, or are we talking like halves here?
Nope, they're all blood relatives. My parents had me first, and then just waited 10 years, they have my little sister, and another 5 for the youngest one. So, me and the little sister were 15 years apart, and I was actually in there when she was born.
Whoa. How is your relationship with each of them, with the wide age gap?
Actually, with me and all of them, we get along perfectly. We're like best friends. I mean, at first growing up, it was a little weird because I was older, much older than them, and I was always babysitting them. And then it kind of turned into a little motherly role for the youngest one. But now we go out all the time together, and people are like, "Oh my god, I can so tell you guys are sisters because we talk alike, we sound alike. I mean, everything." So it's great. We all get along perfect.
You at like 17, like a high school senior with a driver's license, could have taken your infant sister out places.
I took her everywhere. And they actually thought she was my child.
That's crazy.
Teen mom, yo.
They did. And I said, it's my sister. And I had one lady tell me, sure, honey, that's what they all say. And I was like, no, she really is my sister.
And then they're like, whore!
That's pretty much, yep.
Did you ever ask your parents why they waited so long to have another one?
I did. They said they had me really, really young, and they wanted to wait till they were done with college, and they both had careers, and then they had my middle sister, Jen, and then Yeah, we did 5 more for Shelby, hoping for a boy, but another girl. So.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us.
All right, great. Thank you.
Gaps in ages with your siblings, 419-240-1055.
I'd be that person, like, say if my mom, and I said this to you off air, was like, Floyd, I'm going to have a baby. And I go, woman, I am 21. Why are you still doing it? Do I not satisfy your children needs?
I guess like, not.
You know what I mean? Are we going to call her?
Yeah. You and your sister, you always mention your what, Irish twins?
Irish twins, because so half the year we're 2 years apart, other half we're like 1 year apart.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Math, man. 419-240-1055. Oh, we have somebody else. Hi, who is this? Kayla?
No, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
What's the age gap between you and your brother or sister?
My oldest brother, there is almost 21 years. Ooh. And my mom's youngest boy, there's
18. Does, Flip, will you mind grabbing those?
I will, I will. Okay.
Between you and your brother, is he older or are you older?
He's older. They're all older.
And
I'm the baby.
What's your relationship like with your 21-year-old Gap brother?
With that brother, I mean, he's there if I need him, but we don't have a super close relationship.
Is it because you don't have anything in common, not similar interests, or he's just so much older, like there's nothing to meet in life about?
It's a little bit of both. He's real just strict and structured, and I like to go out and have fun, and he just doesn't.
You're a wild child. How old are you?
I will be 28.
Okay, so he's almost 50. Yeah, you're at like totally different points in life.
Yeah, but now my mom's middle son, we are super close. We're exactly alike. You know,
how old is that one?
Hang out. He is 19 years older than me.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thanks for sharing the story with us. We appreciate it. Where are we going?
I wrote angle instead of angel. Line two is angel. Sorry, girl.
Hi, angel.
That's your... okay. My cousin does the same exact thing.
Okay. Like, that looks weird.
I don't want dyslexia rights activists coming after us. But Flo, you've had a very dyslexic day.
I totally wrote angle. I'm like, who is that?
And you couldn't get in the door earlier.
I know. I'm a hot mess.
Angie, what's the age gap between you and your sibling?
My oldest is about 9.5, and then my middle one is about 8, I want to say.
Do you get along with them? Angie? Angle?
Angel?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost you there. Do you get along with these siblings?
My oldest one acts more younger than me.
Okay.
I'm like... I'm the last one born. I was the oopsie.
Right.
And I act more older than all of them.
Because, you know, you got to make up for things because, you know, they don't really want you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm kidding. Kind of. Well, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate you sharing your story. We'll get Sarah.
Sarah, yeah.
Hi, Sarah. What's the age gap between you and your siblings?
So my youngest full brother is 15 years younger than me. And then my half brother is 24 years younger than me.
Ooh, like, you could be that kid's grandmother.
My own kids are in the same age group as he is.
That's crazy.
I have a six-year-old. He just turned 6. A 4-year-old and going to be 2-year-old. And my youngest brother is 3 right now.
So that 2-year-old is the 3-year-old uncle?
Niece. So my 3-year-old brother will be the uncle of my 2-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But then I also have a 6-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter.
That's like
insane.
It is crazy. It was so weird.
You there with us?
Yes.
Forget like 37-year-old grandmother. When uncle and nephew or niece are similar in age, that's always the one that kind of gets me.
Yep.
So technically,
very different getting used to. Yeah.
So pretty much they're going to be best friends. There's like no choice.
Basically, yes.
Who gets along better with, your brother, you or your son?
My son, definitely.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There's a Paw Patrol there to connect with.
I feel more like an aunt to my own brother.
Right.
Like,
I can't wait for the day when your daughter comes home and her uncle's like, you need to listen to me. And she's just like, I'm 2 years older than you. You need to respect your elders.
Exactly. Oh, that's wild. Thanks, Sarah. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of your morning. I'm going to call this girl.
All right. And my friend Brock just texted me. His mom and his aunt His mom and her sister are 16 years apart, born on the same day. How insane is that? 16 years apart, born on the same day. She's about to be so bad. And I know you're listening.
Hello.
Hey, is Kayla there?
This is.
Hey, you're on the radio on Q105 with Floyd and Eric.
Good morning.
Your car warranties. What kind of car do you drive?
A Honda. Yeah, the Odyssey.
The warranty on your Odyssey is running out, and you're gonna want to give us some of your personal information so we can make sure that warranty is up to date because we don't want you to be riding dirty.
Oh, you know for sure.
How do you have a brother or sister? Floyd, you tell the story.
Yes. So Kayla likes to listen, but she doesn't like to call. So what is the age difference? Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
You're about to send me a mean text message when we hang up, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the age difference between you and your brother?
20 years.
Do you guys get along?
We do. I definitely, like a lot of the other people, feel more like an aunt to him.
How old are you?
Kind of like,
how old are you?
Why did you? I am almost 30.
30. So he's like 9 or 10?
Yeah, he'll be 10 soon.
You guys ever like go to the circus together or something? Watch Power Rangers together?
I have a 2-year-old son.
Yeah, she has a baby too, like, yeah.
Yeah, so like they are kind of closer than I am with my brother.
That makes sense.
I never got
to
live with him. Like he was born after I was already moved out and all of them. So it was just like he's my brother, but yeah, I feel like an aunt.
Right. Or maybe even like a parent.
Sometimes, yeah.
20, yeah, you could totally have a kid at 20. You could have a kid at like 15.
Yeah, I mean, weirder things have happened.
Not me. Yeah.
All right, Kayla, I'm very sorry that Floyd forced me to bother you this morning.
Hey, that's okay. No problem. I love you both.
Send him a nasty text message and maybe some nudes, too.
Oh, I'm sure he will show you.
Okay. Normal.
The nasty text message, not the nudes, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Kayla.
I hate you. That was good.
8:44. Nudes are on the way.
We should have asked her what color mint ice cream she liked.
We can do those calls next. Did you know that there is white mint ice cream? White mint ice cream activists.
Are there? Probably.
I'm sure they have a Facebook page. Good news. 8:58, Q105. That's not the good news.
Sorry, I was doing my number one rule, reading comments, and I got mad about it. Sorry. Someone's talking about Meghan Markle.
Don't want your queer juice. your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff to buy all the rainbow LGBT Bud Light is cheer. Text cheer to 95819. The good news is Amanda Wittenberg is our mother-daughter makeover winner. If she's not listening, we'll call her.
Yes.
Amanda, congratulations. You were randomly, no air quotes, you were randomly selected to win our mother-daughter makeover. A couple of quick entertainment hits. We've got a new song, third Friday in a row, where we're going to get new music, and this has been hinted at. It's now official.
Hey, guys. If you didn't know, I've got a new song coming out on Friday. So,
and it's amazing!
My biggest fan over here. I'm pretty sunburned at the moment. I forgot to wear sunscreen today.
That's Ed Sheeran confirming I Don't Care with Bieber is coming out. I'm guessing that was his wife saying that was his biggest fan. I'm hoping there will be another featured artist. What's his accent there?
Hey, guys. If you didn't know, I've got...
Scottish.
He's UK-ish.
And we're UK-ish. I like that. I like that so much better.
We're still...
He's UK-ish.
So the baby, the royal baby, has made an appearance, all wrapped up, but doesn't have a name yet, right?
No.
Okay. Maybe.
And someone says she looked awkward in the comments. I'm like, she just shot out a kid 2 days ago.
Oh, Meghan Markle did.
Yeah, some girl named Charmaine who lives in Illinois. I'm calling you out, Jill Snaggletooth.
I'm hoping for another cameo. It would make sense because he was on their show last season.
What did Father used to say? Everything before the word but is horse.
And remember,
there is only one God. And his name is Death. And there is only one thing we say to Death.
Not today.
Not today.
You know, I watched her giving birth to the Death. Is that what she did birth to? The shadow creature?
Oh, that was Melisandre. Yes.
She deserves an Emmy. I was convinced that thing was coming out of her woo-ha.
You've never had a shadow come out of there? Sometimes it's been small enough, it felt like a
that
shadow.
That could be an interview question. Have you ever had a shadow come out of there?
We got a Britney Spears story. She's looking to the future, but she can't get back from the past. She claims her ex-manager began harassing her and her mom days before she checked out of a mental health facility. Her attorney is filing documents on her behalf, seeking a temporary restraining order. Those in the know... What's the Ohio? What's the magazine people get at the Speedway or?
Ooh, the Crime Times.
Yeah, if you've been in there, you're more familiar with temporary restraining order. You call it by the TRO. Sam Lufty, along with herself, Brittany's asking that her father, mother, and two sons are protected. According to the docs, they claim Lufty has been sending harassing and threatening texts and tweets to Brittany and her family. They claim his actions have caused severe mental trauma and interfering with her life. Her legal team claims. Lufty is trying to disrupt Britney's conservatorship through calls for vigilante action, bribes, and release of private info. They claim his actions are problematic for Britney's safety and well-being and make it clear they need him kept away to prevent future harm and further psychological drama. They don't accuse him outright, but it's Spears' team is implying Lufty is involved in the hashtag Free Britney movement.
Do you think that Jamie Lynn and her brother sit back and they're like, oh, thank goodness. We don't have to deal with that. Because she has two other siblings.
Yeah.
And, like, the youngest one, there's an age gap there, right there. But the youngest one, she's like, very popular on Nickelodeon, but then there's an older one no one really talks about until he shows up. You're like, oh, you three, all three look alike. But, like, do you ever think siblings of famous people are just like, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
But in that respect, there's some who thrive, and they're like, hey, Ma, why don't you push me a little harder?
And you get that drama. This was in our news earlier, but it is somewhat entertainment-centered. It happens here tomorrow night, and tickets, I believe, are still available.
This one you're definitely not going to miss. Get your tickets at ExtremeToledo.com. We're also live worldwide on streaming pay-per-view. More details to come. The biggest and the best, we just got a little bit bigger. Opal Covey is going to make her Extreme debut on May 9th. She's here with a little message for you guys.
Hi, everybody. I've been missing you. I haven't been on the website for the last year or so, but I've been preparing for this, for the great news that the city of Toledo is going to really change.
She makes her wrestling debut tomorrow night.
I have one issue with this. Opal Covey, I need you to latch onto your crazy and work on your wrestling voice.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a terrible promo.
I was like, this is like the sweetest thing ever. You're not bagging groceries, Opal. You're about to power drive some people. Get on it.
I am here to make sure you have the amusement park.
Sorry. This is like, I want her to finish move. Like, she just shakes her head and, like, starts moving her head like the Ultimate Warrior. And she just starts speaking in tongue. And, like, the commentator's like, oh, she's powered up to do the great. What would be her finisher move?
The amusement park.
that would be where she like laps her head, her legs around the head and flings around the body.
The Cedar Point Punisher.
Yes.
And I think it was somebody down in Columbus like a month or so ago, and they were kind of poo-pooing what our mayor said. And this politician called him Mayor What's-His-Face because he didn't know his last name. And that's what I want Opal to do tomorrow night. I want to see Mayor What's-His-Face out here so I can give him the Cedar Point Punisher.
You want me to defend my belt? Yeah, we got to get with her. When's her match? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
I'm going to try to message her. Be like, can you come in so we can train you on your wrestling voice?
Watch what you ask for.
Ooh, she might just show up like an entity just floating outside the window with her good eyebrows.
Yep. You talk about that baby coming out of that woman's...
She is that.
I know. 904, we're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Again, your national keyword to text and win the $1,000 payoff. Cheers to 95819.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide.
It's 918 on the morning reboot on Q105. We've checked all the legal boxes, so... Let's do this.
That's how 90s R&B songs start.
Is this a Backstreet Boys song?
You're right.
Hello?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
It's Eric and Floyd and our promotions director. The Peapod is here. Congratulations. You won our mother-daughter makeover.
I am so
oh my God, so like not a finalist, like I actually won one.
Yeah. And the odds, the odds were slim, and it was all completely random. So it was your lucky day. What are your what are your plans before we called you? What were they for Mother's Day?
It was still on the table. Everything was being tossed around. Like I was thinking of maybe going to the zoo because it was free admission for mom.
I think is that on Monday or is that Sunday?
I thought it was on Mother's Day.
Okay. All right. Well, don't take my word for it. Congratulations. Will you be the mother or the daughter in this prize?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm going to have to be the mother.
Good call.
It's okay. She'd understand.
Big prize from Dillard's and Bart's Viviano. Thank you for listening to our show in the Q105.
Thank you guys. You just made my day.
Good.
You're welcome.
You can just come by our studios and pick that up. We're open from 8:30 to 5:30, and we say congratulations.
Have your ID with you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda. It's 9:20 with the morning reboot. Peapod is here not only to oversee us correctly giving out a prize.
Right, but I am also an on-air personality as well, which people sometimes forget. But I do nights here.
Competing podcast.
And also competing podcast.
We won't mention the On the Radar podcast.
Ooh.
Floyd requested that we do an Urban Dictionary spelling bee today.
Ooh.
So I figured your unhipness would play well with this.
You know what? I am unhip, but also sometimes it's a joke because I do pay attention to like pop culture and things like that, but I also make fun of it a lot in my unhipness kind of way because I am openly a nerd, but at the same time, I know what's going on.
You're going in this all wrong. This has nothing to do with pop culture.
Oh, okay.
Because I did the same thing. Like I went that angle. I was like, here we go.
Right.
I'm in the know.
I know how to floss, and I'm a 33-year-old man. Because it feels like any child under the age of 15 right now knows how to floss naturally.
Get me the wood chipper.
Oh, no! Not the wood chipper!
All right. First question will be for Floyd.
All right. I gotta get my pen.
Straight from UrbanDictionary.com.
Do I need to take notes on this? What'd you get for name?
What?
What was your answer for name? I'm acting like we're cheating on a test. This joke is not going over well on the radio. Go ahead.
First one, Floyd, is Dracarys. Dracarys. When someone gets flamed during a roast, Dracarys.
Dracarys?
Yes. This is
Dracarus. Dracarys.
You were so close. By the way, that's what Daenerys Targaryen says to her dragons to fry people.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. She says, Dracar. So when someone gets flamed during a roast, also when someone has horrible halitosis, stinky.
I know plenty of people like that.
Dracarys.
Oh, mine is off by one letter.
What? You are close with your old Valerian.
Oh.
Next up, we'll go to Peapod.
Okay.
Scamazon. Ordering an item on Amazon and claiming it never arrived to your home, which results in a refund, and you can keep the item. Scamazon.
Scamazon.
Ding.
Ugh.
All right, Floyd. You know that I'm a big fan of acronyms, right? we're changing.
I laugh when I'm nervous.
I need you to make an acronym out of "Good luck to you."
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
G L T U.
Sorry. GL2U.
I was thinking the number.
Come on.
I was thinking the number, but I'm like, it's an acronym, and usually acronyms are letters.
Okay, next up here, we'll go back to Peapod. Belfie. A bottom selfie. A photographic self-portrait featuring the buttocks, usually posted by female celebrities.
B-E-L-F-I-E.
He's good at this.
Too sweet, baby.
Next up, Floyd. Talgatov.
Talgatov?
Yes. A guy that dates girls just for sex. Talgatov.
I feel like you got the harder ones.
Talgatove.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Talgatove.
No E. But Talgatove.
Frickin' letter!
Hey!
I said frickin'.
Didn't sell.
I don't say the F word.
Don't worry about it. Move on.
Anyway, he gets hammered on Friday. He wins big on Fridays with Philip during the 5-second game. Next one.
Peapod. I want to play that next time, too.
Ashton. The best kind of guy in the world. He's sweet, kind, and takes very good care of his loved ones. He's handsome, sexy, and very charming. He's craved by the hottest girls in the world. Ashton.
So Ryan Reynolds.
No, Ashton.
Okay. One more time.
Ashton.
Say it again. Say just the word again. Ashton?
Ashton.
Part of me once thinks it's T-O-N, but A-S-H-T-I-N?
A-S-H-T-O-N.
Darn it, I should have went with O-N.
All right, Floyd, next up. Ugly hot.
Ugly hot?
A person who is in no way, shape, or form conventionally attractive, but everything they do, how they talk, how they walk, and the way they move is so incredibly hot that it makes them somehow better looking. Ugly hot.
That's
ugly
both hot. My ex-girlfriends.
Oh, too soon.
Not too soon. I've been married for like 4 years.
Oh, I can sing this. U-G-L-Y-H-O-T.
Correct. You finally got one.
Yay.
Wait, is that hyphenated or one word?
No, one word, ugly hot.
Okay.
Let's do this backwards, Peapod, since you seem to be really good. Give me what the acronym TTYFAL means.
TTYFAL. FAL. TTYF. I don't even know what that stands for front ways.
Floyd, you want to give it a try? TTYFAL.
Talk to you.
Take time, you fat. Lamb chop. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I've never heard of
We're
that.
We're way off, aren't we?
T-T-Y-F-A-L. Talk to your fat ass later.
I was so close.
That makes sense.
Last one for Floyd here. Memologist. Someone who studies the science
of art. Can I spell this if he gets it wrong?
Yes. And history of memes. Someone who is an expert in memologist. Go ahead, Floyd.
M-E-M-E-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
Well done.
Yeah, he got it right there.
I'm a memologist.
Gonna have to, you know what, next time
we... How dare you also thought I said that for it? I'd never cuss.
Would you do me a favor?
I'm a good child.
Next time we whip this out, we need music.
Hey now. I didn't know it was that kind of party.
Yep.
Like, what kind of music? Like good, like...
Like UrbanDictionary.com like music.
Bonk. 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 Wiki, wiki. That was me trying. There we go. I don't know what that was.
9:26 with the morning reboot. Your next chance to win the $1,000 payoff is around noon today with Hot Time. Russ Ryder.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city with the sun all set.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Do I really sound like the way Russ just imitated me? I do, don't
Avengers,
I?
Avengers!
Autobots assemble.
Screw both of you!
There's nothing wrong with it!
I know. I forgot my most liked tweet. It was something about, for motivational quotes, let's not be sad because roses have thorns. Let's rejoice because thorns have roses. Now you're gonna have a good day.
Now I'm gonna call you instead of Eric Chase. You're now Moonlight Petal Leaf.
I like that. Because you know what? Nothing turns around my day than reading something on Facebook that's inspiring. You're going, thank God I read that. My day is just brightened up now.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take it from you. I got so like I'm gonna do this thing where like we have these conversations. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Y'all baby don't even be walking yet, and y'all be pregnant again. Hashtag sometimes it bees like that.
That was your mom.
I'm legit reading it word for word.
That was your mom.
I don't know why I found that so funny today.
Because that was your mom.
Think about that was my. Oh, my mom was like, he crawling. Let's have another one, Floyd.
That's why you have dyslexia.
I don't know what was... I was, like, looking at numbers, and I was like, ooh, that number is behind that number, but it looks like it's in front of that one. You should say it the way it's not even written. You know what? Let's add a number. That was me today. So it was, like, 1983. I was like, that says 1912.
And the door code.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm like that all... I do get weirded out, like, when I see numbers. Like, when you said dial earlier, our winner... Congratulations again, Amanda. I know the three's up there, but for some reason, I hit the eight.
The brain.
I don't know. I've always been like that. I don't think I have dyslexia. There's people who legit do suffer, and it's like it cripples them. But like for me, when it does come to numbers, I forget all concepts. I forget kindergarten. I legit forget kindergarten. I'm like,
It's more motor skills when you're an infant, but hey. What do they call when like somebody defends, what do you call them? Like,
dyslexic rights crusaders.
Or should they be dyslexic crusaders rights?
Oh, don't do that. Stop.
I make fun
it's
because.
It's a serious thing.
I make fun because I don't have it, but I got other stuff.
You know what we do have? Queer beer.
Yeah.
Did you just sigh?
My name's Ron, and I live out here in rural Ohio, and I ain't drinking none of that queer juice. I'm just going to get on up and buy something. Wait a second. The Coors Light supports the gays, too?
Karen in the background. Ron!
It's called Bud Light! I'm not going to let you watch your cargo shorts again because you put them in with the linens.
And she starts phone. Oh, Ron, he just gets up in a tizzy when his Browns don't win.
Tomorrow is a... Throwback Thursday, where we will make fun of more ignorant people.
Yes, that's what
Ashley
we do.
Will be here with us. We've got a lot more 5:45 till 10 on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q.